The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Daf Nun Aleph. The Gemara in Gittin on Daf Nun Aleph discusses the halacha of a moide b'miktsas. When somebody goes to his friend in Is and tells him that I lent you money, you borrowed money from me, and therefore I am asking you to repay the loan. So the halacha is that if the borrower says that he denies the fact, and he says, I don't know you a thing, that's called a kofer bakol, he denies the entire fact. So the halacha is that the person who lent the money is not able, unless he can prove, unless he brings witnesses, that he actually lent the money. Otherwise, he does not have the ability to force the borrower to pay. However, if the person who borrowed the money admits he's a moed of a mitzvah. He admits that he did borrow some of the money and he does owe some of the money to the lender. However, he denies that he owes the complete sum that the lender is asking for. So this halacha is called the moed of a mitzvah. There's a special pasuk in the Torah. The pasuk says that a moed of a mitzvah satayna. If someone admits the part of the tviya, part of what the demand, the halacha is that the borrower has a choice. The Torah says he could either pay the complete amount, or he can make a shvua. He can swear that he's saying the truth, that he really only owes part of the amount, he does not owe the complete amount, and then he pays the part that he owes, and the rest, he will be put there, and he's not obligated to pay. So the Gemara over here asks, it actually calls a braisa that asks, b'fnei ma omra Torah, moedim mixes hatayni yishavah. And the Gemara says, why is this so? Why did the Torah say that someone who's a moed of mitzvah taino should make a shvua? Why did the Torah say that there is an obligation to make a shvua, and either you make a shvua or you pay? So the Gemara answers, because there's a chazaka, ein od meiz panav zvei b'choyve. There's a chazaka that a person will not be so blatantly contradict the person who's asking for money. When the lender comes to the borrower, the malva goes to the loiva and says, I lent you this amount of money, and I did you a favor, because I lent you the money, I didn't have to lend you the money, and I did you a favor and I lent you the money, so the lender should be embarrassed to deny the fact in front, to deny this his benefactor, the lender who gave him this money, and say to his face, I don't owe you any money. So therefore we say, a person will not be made pun of, he won't be shamelessly deny that he doesn't owe any money in front of the person who lent him the money. So therefore we say that really he would have admitted that he really owes the entire money. He doesn't have all the money on him now, so he's using a delaying tactic. He's trying to say, okay, you say, oh, you owe $200. I really owe you $100. I'll pay you $100 now, and then eventually, when I get the rest of the money, I'll be able to pay you the rest. So therefore, the Chacham said, the Torah said, really that you have to make a shvua to say that you're really saying the truth, and after that, we can say they will make a shvua, and if it's really true that he really owes more than money, obviously he won't make a shvua, and then he'll have to admit that he owes the entire amount, or he'll actually have to pay. So what exactly is the shakvatayah? What was the question and answer of the Gemara over here? That the Gemara asked the question, why is it that a moed b'miktsas hatayna makes a shvua, and what exactly is the Gemara's answer? So we find over here a very fundamental machloikis rishonim. It's machloikis between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi is not here. Rashi is actually, this Gemara is brought down above Metzio in the first parak. The Rashi over there says that the reason why the Gemara understood, and the Gemara thought originally, that a moed b'miktsas hatayna should not have to make a shvua, because we asked the question, why is it that a moed b'miktsas hatayna makes a shvua? That means we thought originally that he should not have to make a shvua. Why did the Gemara think originally that there should not be any obligation to make a shvua? So Rashi says in Bava Metzia that he basically references the previous sugya over here in Gittin, because the Gemara in Gittin over here, the entire sugya, originally on Amud Aleph, is discussing the concept of the Meishan Aveda. If somebody comes and he is being generous and he says, well, this is what I found. I found something on the street. I found a lost object on the street, and I'd like to return it to you. And the person who's the owner, who's the claiming that this object belongs to him, says, no, there was more. Really, you're hiding something. Really, you found more, and you're really hiding something. And therefore, I want you to pay up more. I want you to pay me what you stole. So the Gemara says the concept of Meshav Aved, that this person who is returning a lost object, he's being very generous. He doesn't have to return it. He doesn't have to be bothered if he sees something on the street and pick it up and try to figure out who the owner is. So he's going out of his way to return it, to return something that doesn't belong to him. So therefore, we will not turn around and obligate him to do more and to pay back more than he claims he found. So this is the concept of Meshav Aved. So therefore, Rashi Mavi Metzia says that when the borrower comes to the lender, and the borrower says, you owe me this amount of money, and the loiver says, no, I only owe you a certain amount of money. So in this case, he's a Meshav Aved. He says, I don't owe you anything. You're really asking me for money. It could be that you lent me money, it could be not. But you don't have any proof. If you would have had witnesses without Aidim, you would have brought Aidim. He doesn't have any proof. There's absolutely no way he can prove this, it would seem, in court, that this guy owes him money. So, okay, so listen, be nice. I'll be nice to you. I'll admit that I owe you something, and I'll pay you. I'm willing to pay you a little bit. But so if I'm willing to pay you a little bit, so how could you turn around? You can't turn around and say, well, now you have to make a shvu on the rest. It doesn't make sense why you should have to make a shvu on the rest, because if this person has the witnesses, this is only a case of Meshav Aved. The lawyer is being very nice. The lawyer is being very nice, so why would the Torah say that a person has to make a shvu? This is the way Rashi learns the Gemara's question. And to this, the Gemara answers that is chazaka in other meis pon leba choyvoy. We don't say that the person is considered a Meshav Aved. We don't say that the person, the loiva, the borrower, is being overly generous and admitting to something when he doesn't really have to admit because the malva, because the lender has no proof. Instead, we say that the obligation, of gratitude that he has towards the borrower, that should obligate him, and that therefore does not consider that the loiv is being overly nice on his part and agreeing to pay a little bit. So therefore, that's the Gemara's answer, that in this case, this would not be considered a Meshav Aved. Tosis, over here in Tosis and other places, learns that the Gemara's question was a different question. Tosis says that the reason the Gemara wants to say, the reason the Gemara asked that a moedim mikzas ataina, someone who admits that he owes a part of the amount of the chayv of the debt, the reason that he shouldn't have to pay, he shouldn't have to make a shvua, is because of the concept of migu. And this is a famous concept that the Gemara talks about in many places. And the Gemara says that a person is believed when a person makes an argument in bezdin, in court, and he makes a claim. And he says, I have an argument that I think is a winning argument, but I'm not sure whether it may or may not win. However, I really had a different argument. I had a second argument, and this second argument was much, much stronger than my first argument. So the Gemara says that even though his first argument, the one that he actually said, may be weaker and may not really have the power to win over the other claimant, still we say that since this person had a second argument that he could have said, and had he said that, he would have gotten away with it. Just he didn't want to say it because it happens to be, it's not true. But he added second argument, which is more powerful, so the Gemara says, Migu, since he could have said the second argument, so now that he didn't, even though he didn't say it, and he said another argument, one which ostensibly is the true argument, the first one, we say because he has a Migu, therefore he is believed, and this argument, the argument that he said, is accepted, and he's believed more than the other person who is asking for his money. This is the concept of migu that we find all over Shas, many different places in the Gemara. The Gemara says there's a concept of a migu that allows a person and gives this person the ability to be believed, even though the actual argument that he sets forth may not be so strong. So Taisa says over here, so this person we have over here with a malva, the lender goes to the borrower, he goes to the loiva, and he says, I have no proof. However, I claim that I lent you money. And the loiva now has a choice. The loiva can say, can deny the entire thing. He says, I don't know anything. And we mentioned before, someone who's kaifer back koil is potter. He has absolutely no obligation to pay a thing. He doesn't have to make a shua. He doesn't have to do anything if the malva can't prove it with witnesses or some other form of proof. So the loiva had the ability to not say anything, to say, I owe you nothing. Instead, the loiva was nice, and he said, no, you're right, and I owe you something, but I don't owe you everything that you told me. So in such a situation, says Tosis, there is a migu. The loiva can say, you're right, I told you I owe you $100. So you claim that I owe you $200, but I didn't have to admit to $100. I could have said I owe you nothing. So therefore, now that I'm saying $100, you should believe me that when I say $100, I should have you believe because of the concept of migu. And now, if you believe me, that means that I really only owe you $100. There's no need for me to go make a shua. So why does the Torah say in such a situation that besides repaying the $100 that I agree that I owe you, I also have to make a shua on the remaining balance of the choiv to prove that I'm not lying? This is the question of the Gemara according to Tosfos, and to that the Gemara has the Torah, and the Torah of the Gemara is the Chazaka Inon the Meiz Fon Leba Choiv. And Tosfos says that this is a very important rule that comes out from this Gemara, according to the way Tosfos learned the question, that a migu does not work. Your person is not believed when he has one argument and he says one argument over the second one. If the second argument would have been an argument of ha'ozah, would have been a very disrespectful argument, like such as in this case where the person who is in Kaifer Bakoil, it's not very nice to deny everything to somebody who is very nice to you. The person who lent you money originally is very nice. So in such a case where it's called a migu de ha'oza, it's a migu of a case where the second argument that he could have said is a it's not a nice argument to make, and it's going to embarrass people. In such a case, we don't say that you should believe me with my second argument now, even though I don't say it. Because the only way a person is believed with the first argument is if it was likely for him to have said the second argument. So the fact that he didn't say it shows that he's saying the truth. But in the second argument, it's a very weak argument. Not because it's weak because he wouldn't be believed, but it's weak because it's not likely for him to have said it, to have lied and said to this guy's face, I owe you nothing, when it's not true. So therefore, it's such a migu, a person will not be believed. Now, when we go back to Tosfos' question, the question of the Gemara according to Tosfos, so again, Tosfos says the question is, why should this person have to make a shvua? We should believe him, and we believe him, there's no need for him to make a shvua. Why should we believe? Because he has a migu that he could have said, I owe you nothing. So Tosfos over here is actually saying a very big chiddush. Tosfos over here is saying that a person is believed with a migu, and this concept of migu that we allow a person to be believed is true even when it comes to making a person potter from making a shvur, from swearing. Because that was what Tosfos is saying. Tosfos is saying, because I have a migu, therefore I should be believed, and I should not have to make a shvur. I should not have to swear. Usually in the Gemara, whenever the Gemara talks about a person being believed when he has a argument and he should be believed because of his migu, that's in a situation where the question is, do I have to pay money or do I not have to pay money? So we say you should believe my argument and therefore I should be potter from paying money, and that's it. Now I don't have to pay. Even though my argument is a weak argument, but because I could have said something else, I have a migu, you should believe me. And basically, a migu always works to make a person potter from paying money. However, over here, the amount of money that he actually admitted that he owes, either way he has to pay because he admitted that he owes it. And the amount of money that he denies, the rest of the money, right? The rest of the money that he's denying that he owes. So the Bezdin is not going to say, well, you have to pay. All Bezdin wants him to do is make a shvua. The Torah says that because he's moed of mitzvahs, he has to make a shvua that around the rest of the money he does not really owe. So over here, Tosfos is saying that the same way migu could make a person potter from paying, migu could also make a person potter from having to make a shvua, from having to swear. And in fact, this halach is not so simple, because there are many Rishonim who disagree. The Ran in Shavuos discusses this at length, that a migu does not have the ability to make a person potter from the shvur. And therefore, we can suggest that the reason why Rashi over here learns different shot in the Gemara, and Rashi does not agree with Tosfos, is because Rashi holds like those Rishonim who hold that a migu does not have the ability to make a person potter from swearing. And therefore, Rashi had to disagree with Tosfos, and Rashi was not able to learn the pshat in the Gemara the same way that Tosfos learned. Now, in order to understand just a little bit this machloikis rishonim, this that the rishonim disagree, whether a migu is believed to make a person potter from having to swear or not, it most likely we can suggest that this depends on the what exactly is the idea. When the Torah says that someone has to make a shvur, In the case of the Gemara is discussing a moedim and mikzas. The lender says, I lent you $200. And the borrower says, the loiva says, I only borrowed 100. I only owe you 100. And the rest I don't owe you. Or in other situations, there are other cases where the Torah says that someone has to make a shvua. So the halacha is that we tell this loiva, you have a choice. You can make a shvua that I don't owe the $100, the second $100. Or, if you can't make a shvua, you can be generous and you can offer to pay. So what exactly is the Torah saying? What is the Bezdin telling this person when they give him this choice? There's two ways to understand it. One way that you can understand it is that the Bezdin is in effect saying to this person, we don't completely believe that you're saying the truth. You say that you don't owe the money. We're not willing to believe you completely. However, if you are willing to swear to make a shvua, and this a shvua is a very serious thing. You're making a shvua, you're saying Hashem's name. And if you're lying and you make a shvua, the punishment is very serious. Your person will get punished from in Shemayim for making a shvua shav, for making a shvua that is false. So if you are willing to make a shvua, then we will believe you. Otherwise, we won't believe you. So basically, when the Torah said that in this situation you have to make a shvua, the shvua itself is what gives the person that monus and what allows the Bezdin to believe this person when he's actually saying the truth. If that's the way that a shvua works, if that's what the Torah was doing when the Torah said you have to make a shvua, so then it makes sense that a migu should make a person believe and should not be able to have to make a shvua. Because the whole like concept, the whole idea behind the migu is the fact that I have a migu, I have the fact that I have another argument, that gives me the ability to be believed. That's why Bezdin should believe me. So over here, the only reason why I have to make a shvua is because Bezdin doesn't fully believe me, and they're only going to believe me with my shvua. So therefore, we say that the migu helps for Bezdin to be able to believe me. And that's how Tosis can say that a migu has the ability to make a person potter from swearing. However, there is a different possibility that the fact that the person is making a shvua is not what gives them believability. It's not what gives them monus, but now Bezdin is going to believe him. The fact is, the Torah says there are certain situations where there's a mitzvah for a person to make a shvua. It's a separate mitzvah. In fact, the Rambam even counts in the Sefer HaMitzvahs is a special mitzvah under certain circumstances to make a shvua, when a person is chayav to make a shvua. And it's not that the shvua is what gives him the monus. The Torah says that a person has to make, as the person has to make a shvua. You don't want to make a shvua, you don't have to. But the second option is that you have to pay. But it's not the pshat that the shvua, the actual swearing, is what allows the Bezdin to believe him that he's saying the truth. If that's the case, then the migu has absolutely no ability to impact the Torah's chiyuv, this that the Torah said is a chiyuv on a person to make a shvua. And if that's the case, we will paskin that migu does not have the ability to make a person potter from swearing.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.